on the congressional side, you've got Congressman Don Payne, who will probably be the next chair of the Africa Subcommittee. Republicans such as Congressman Wolf of Virginia, Congressman Smith of New Jersey, those individuals who have paid a lot of attention to Sudan. And I think that with the election returns that, interestingly, are being watched almost worldwide, there's a keen interest in these elections, that people will be waiting, not just in Sudan, but across the African continent, to see what the new congressional leadership would do in terms of influencing U.S. government policy towards Africa, and especially crisis spots such as Darfur and Sudan.
What changes do you see in the way the Senate Foreign Relations Committee will conduct America's Africa policy?
Well, I think that the changes in the Senate would bring to the fore senators who've traveled extensively across the continent and who know the continent well. I'm thinking about Senator Biden and Senator Feingold.
Senator Biden, who is set to be chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, has already said he's going to work closely with Republican Richard Lugar, the current chairman of the committee, and the Republicans to run a bipartisan foreign policy. Does this mean continuity for America's Africa policy?
Well, many Washingtonians would say that the Foreign Relations Committee has functioned pretty well together, given the very excellent cordial relationships that exist between Senator Lugar and Senator Biden. And I think that with regards to Africa, one must acknowledge that the Bush administration has made considerable amount of resources available to the African continent through the Millennium Challenge account, or through the resources that have been put into reinforcing the capacity of African militaries to deal with peacekeeping issues on the continent or in the area of HIV/AIDS, for example. So the hope that many Africans see with the change of turnover on the congressional side is that those senators and members of Congress will now lend their support to make sure that the initiatives that have been started by the Bush administration could be fully funded and could leave sustainable impact on the African continent.
On the issue of sanctions against Sudan, the Foreign Relations Committee under Chairman Lugar has been accused of narrowing the scope and softening the impact of sanctions against government bodies, investing, and companies doing business with Sudanese commercial interests. How likely is there going to be a change under the Democrats?
I wouldn't be surprised if that change comes about for two reasons. One would be driven by the interest that the Democratic senators would have, although I should also acknowledge that Republican senators such as Senator Brownback from Kansas has been very outspoken on this Sudan issue, as well as former Majority Leader Senator Fritz. But I think also that stronger stance towards Sudan will be driven by the recognition worldwide that the government of Khartoum is not doing enough to stop the genocide and carnage in Darfur. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we see a hardening of the congressional stance vis-a-vis the government of Khartoum.